Opposition to a U.S. Wilderness Education Organization's application to renew use of camping spots along the BC coast has raised the question of whether opponents have valid concerns or are they fueled more by the current climate of anti-Americanism? The National Outdoor Leadership School's, NOLS, application for Crown land tenure has drawn the attention of residents of Texada and Lasketi Islands who are trying to rally opposition to the application among BC residents on the basis that it's an American-based company which they claim has corporate, U.S. military and government clients. Many people are submitting comments opposing the application for a wide array of reasons, including being contrary to the official community plan, lack of meaningful indigenous consultation, lack of adjacent property owner consultation, fire risk, not collaborating with BC Marine Trails, conflict with existing activities such as hunting and other traditional permitted uses, and inadequate review period, commercial use of Crown land, marine conservation protection area, and no local economic benefit, Lasketi Island resident Kathleen McKinnell says in a post on the Texada Message Board Facebook group. But many of the claims against NOLS have been contradicted. The organization is in contact with BC Marine Trails. NOLS specifically referred to BCM's Code of Conduct in their application. The group is also in communication with BC First Nations and says their courses, which amount to a handful of trips each season, frequently benefit local communities. NOLS is a nonprofit organization based in Wyoming that teaches outdoor skills, leadership, and wilderness ethics. NOLS says it is a founding partner of Leave No Trace, LNT, and uses LNT practices on every course. NOLS practices minimum impact camping. NOLS Pacific Northwest operates in BC as a registered BC society. It has a license of occupation, and that is what they are applying to renew. NOLS is applying for a license of occupation over 77 separate Crown land sites up and down the BC coast, and the applications are open for public comments until October 5th. See https://comment.nrs.gov.bc.ca/applications/and input file #1412379. According to its application, NOLS has operated on Crown land on the BC coast since 1988 and along the BC Central Coast since 1995. The group wants to continue operating sea kayak courses in BC coastal waters. NOLS has offered sea kayak trips in the Central Coast region, west and east coasts of Vancouver Island, as well as on northern Vancouver Island. Group size is typically 10 students and 2 instructors. The largest NOLS Pacific Northwest sea kayak course is 14 people and ranges from 3 to 4 weeks. What's new in the application for 2026 is the addition of a proposed Inside Passage sea kayak trip that would paddle the entire BC coast and take about 50 days, involving resupplying camp fuel and food at locations along the route. In a statement to Black Press, Rich Majerus, NOLS VP of Expeditions, said, "NOLS has been working closely with BC government agencies and First Nations to adhere to the proper application process for this license renewal. The licensing procedure requires the organization to map and receive approval for every campsite instead of on a zonal or even coast-wide basis." He added, "The waters around Vancouver Island have been an area NOLS has loved and appreciated for decades. NOLS has historically offered sea kayak trips in the Central Coast region and the west coast of Vancouver Island. Courses have paddled to, from Bella Bella and the surrounding islands. NOLS courses have also sea kayaked a round trip from Telegraph Cove, circumnavigating Guilford Island. NOLS courses have also circumnavigated Nootka Island, the west coast of Vancouver Island." A lot of the opposition expresses concern about heavy use impact on sensitive natural sites, but some of it is fueled by the current state of Canada-U.S. relations and apparent misinformation. Commentary on the issue online runs along the theme espoused by Paula Brunel, who said, "BC government needs to put a stop to foreign applications immediately. All these loopholes need to be addressed." Urshay Swan, who said, "Crown land should never be made to a foreign power or company under any circumstances. Keep them out of our country, they have plenty of their own land, We need not to be handing them a foothold in our country, which their president has openly declared a wish to occupy. Other commentators are supportive. Keenan Novak said, I have many friends who have taken or guided NOLS courses, including a few who made careers out of it. Just regular folks, not the corporate, U.S. military, or government actors that you refer to. I recommend that people do their own reading before getting too up in arms. Gina Gotch is a director with BC Marine Trails, a nonprofit organization working to help secure long-term public access to the BC coast by building, protecting and promoting a public network of marine trails for recreational navigation of the BC coastline. She said her organization is in communication with NOLS, is well aware of their application and has no problem with it. What they're wanting to do, I think, is well in line with what they have been doing for quite some time. They've been working our region for a long time. It's our understanding that they are practicing respectful and responsible recreation in how they conduct their trips, Gotch said. Gotch said she appreciated that local communities have their concerns, but the reaction to NOLS renewal application seems a bit overstated.